Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Following On with extended highlights of the third day of the fourth test between India and England from Ahmedabad, exclusively on TalkSport 2. Subscribe to the Following On podcast from your podcast provider for the reaction to the day's play, as well as exclusive interviews and expert analysis from our commentary team. India ended the second day strongly. They resume on 294 for 7. Washington Sundar is on 60. With him, Akshar Patel is on 11. And Joe Root has given Dom Bess a confidence boost after a tricky second day. He's starting the day with the ball.
It's going to be Dom Bess bowling to the two left-handers. Slip, short leg. Nice bit of flight, really nice delivery to start with for Dom Bess. That'll give him plenty of confidence. And he's also been given the confidence of his captain to open up proceedings this morning.
I do think Joe Root is magnificent at how he looks after his spinners when he's out there. You know, giving Dom Bess the ball now. Two left-handers, yes, everything marries up. But there would be a nagging doubt, should I, shouldn't I? He's chucked in the ball. I think that's brilliant from Root.
Slight inside edge onto pad from that first delivery. Oh, chance. Just wide of Dom Bess, who had to dive to his right. Akshar Patel on the back foot has driven the ball uppishly. And it just evaded the groping hand of Dom Bess as he dived to his right and has ended up going for four.
Oh, that's a strong shot early on in the piece from Akshar Patel. Just in the air right up until the point of passing the popping crease at the non-striker's end.
Bessin again finds some nice drop, finds a really good length, and Akshar defends out onto the offside and there's no run. Plenty of support also from the England fielders, as though everybody is aware of the situation inside Dom Bess's head. I'm trying to give him as much confidence as they possibly can as he's in a couple of steps and sharp spin out of the rough taken by Ben Foulkes.
But it's just something I've noticed in the last four balls. Has Dom Bess shortened his run-up a little bit? He seems to be bowling from a lot closer to the stumps. He doesn't seem to be walking as quite as far or running quite as far.
Just looking at the breakdown of the run rate from yesterday as Bess is in. Flighted, and Washington Sundar says thank you very much, and he has banged it straight back over Dom Bess's head for six. This is a fine young all-rounder, another one for India as they go past 300 and the lead reaches exactly 100.
Yeah, this is a common trend against the Indian players. If you go up out of the hand and you get it full, they are very, very, very confident to hit you downtown. They don't need to run down the wicket to do it. They'll stand from the crease, a great skill. Step into the ball and get it up and over, mid-off, a full flourish of the bat. Wonderful strike from Sundar. This fella is not a test match number eight. He's a proper player, this lad, isn't he?
Again, it's flighted from Bess. Oh, that's a great piece of timing. Oh, Washington Sundar has just threaded the ball between two fielders on the offside, extra cover, and a slightly deeper set extra cover. Yes, it was a full toss. The ball was dipping on it. And he's somehow managed to thread the needle between those two fielders and get it fast enough, quick enough, to evade the man who's back on the fence at long off for four. 10 runs in 2 balls.
Here's Jack Leach into the attack and taking over from Jimmy Anderson. That one is pushed up towards Dom Sibley at extra cover. And there's no run. Is the game beyond England, Gareth Batty? Is there a clawbackable route?
Yeah, I think so. But obviously, they need the 3 wickets sooner rather than later.
Jack Leach in. Down the wicket comes Akshar Patel, and he's cleared mid-on for a one-bounce four. Used his feet beautifully. He's not the worst number nine, Akshar Patel. And that's four more.
Cool. This is well ball from Jack Leach. He's got it up above the island, but he's pulled it back. He's dropped the length. He's made the ball dip on Akshar Patel. And he's been smart in a lot of ways. He's got his mid-on sort of halfway, almost three quarters back. And Akshar Patel hits it almost straight at him. He gets enough left hand as he swipes the ball just to get it up and over and evade that fielder. It's only a matter of feet, just 2 or 3 feet over his head. He almost whacked it straight at him.
Off the back foot now. Leach is punched away by Akshar Patel. Now he's given himself some room. That is a quality shot. There's nothing wrong with the ball that I could see. Slightly short, very slightly short, but it's straight. And Akshar Patel has exposed all three stumps, backed away to the leg side and punched it off the back foot for four. Jack Leach in again. Down the wicket comes Akshar Patel this time and has launched Leach straight over long on and over the rope for six. Used his feet beautifully. The left arm spinner and left-handed batsman Akshar Patel, step and a half, got to the pitch of it, got the elevation and has 6 runs, and India are 330 for seven.
Well, we saw the ball before Washington Sundar was so disappointed. He didn't quite get to the pitch and dragged it to the wide mid-on for one. But Akshar Patel there, the tail-ender, just basically showed him how to do it. Got to the pitch. Nice strike. Straight down the ground for the maximum.
Bit of a delay here, but Jack Leach is ready to bowl and does so. And this time, Sundar goes straight down the ground. You couldn't wish for better. I don't think Jack Leach would be pleased with missing it. It might have even gone through his legs, but it was a good firm strike. It's four more. And the runs are coming so easily that it might almost give the England batsmen some encouragement that the situation is manageable.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from on that, but I just think you've got an England team here that have been battered in 2 test matches in a row. They had a long day in the field yesterday. That session when it got taken away from them by Pant and Washington Sundar, I think fatigue set in. It really has for this England team.
Root again, low full toss, dipping, driven towards Johnny Bairstow at mid-on. And Bairstow gets a throw in very quickly. Root takes the bails off, and they've referred this.
I go on.
Gareth Batty's given it out.
Sorry, I'm going on reactions, and I'm not sure if Bats has picked that up as well. But you go off players' reactions. Dan Lawrence is standing right next to the stumps, and his fingers in the air. He's giving this out. Dan Lawrence was right over the top of this.
Stand by.
Well, that was brilliant work from Johnny Bairstow. I tell you what, and what a throw!
Yes,
he is gone. Akshar Patel has been run out. Excellent, fabulous work from Johnny Bairstow. Just when you thought that England's body language indicated that they were gone in mind, body, spirit and soul, the Yorkshireman has reacted incredibly quickly at mid-on. Fabulous throw, right next to the stumps, right next to the stumps. Joe Root takes it 6 inches from the stumps and then almost misses them. He took the ball in front of the stumps, dragged it back towards the stumps, almost missed them, but the bail just falls off and Akshar Patel is 6 inches short.
6 inches short, good bit of fielding by Johnny. Modern wear, a lot of the old timers will say take the ball behind the stumps and then go to it. Joe's got his hands in front of the stumps, takes the bails off and breaks what has been a fantastic partnership, an unbelievable partnership from India, taking the game away from England. Akshar Patel, and you want something special from the field when nothing much is happening with the bowling and things are going quiet. You want something special from the field, whether it's a wonderful catch or a brilliant run out. A little bit of ball watching you could fault there from Akshar Patel, but excellent bit of fielding by Johnny Bairstow. Good take by Joe Root, and England will hope and pray they can get these 2 wickets quickly, get off, get the pads on, and trying to get challenging back into this test match.
He's 96 not out, but it's Ishant Sharma on strike now. Oh, that's LBW. Full and straight from Ben Stokes. He doesn't even turn round. That is as out as you can possibly get. I think Ishant was walking. That is virtually a half volley hitting the base of middle stump, Goffey.
Well, you want to be bowling at this stage. Ben Stokes, full delivery, didn't do anything, didn't swing or anything, just straight at the stumps. Ishant Sharma prefers to play against spin, shall we say, than seam. Shuffled across his stumps, trying to fling it through mid-wicket, and it's absolutely plumb. He walked. 365 for nine bats. He actually did, didn't he? He walked.
He was almost walking as it hit him. Because he got his balance so wrong. We talk about trigger movements and back and across, but he'd gone back and across and then back and across a bit more, and his head was falling over. And in the end, he'd got into a horrible mess, and he was falling across towards point and bang in front of all three.
Poor old Washington Sundar watches on again from the non-striker's end on 96. Stokes in. Oh, it's down the leg side. Relief for Washington Sundar.
And let's not forget, in England's first innings, there was a little bit of needle, Stokes and Siraj. So maybe he's going to carry that burden, Stokes. And is he going to just let him have a bit of chin music?
Well, that's what he would probably expected, I would say, because he wasn't happy, Ben. I mean, it's just the way he said it in the press conference. He made out as we were total abuse, wasn't it? And I think Ben wasn't too happy about the way he worded it. So India, he'd probably be expecting a bouncer.
India lead by 160. Here is Stokes. Bowled him! He's bowled him! Washington Sundar is left stranded on 96. Mohammad Siraj was expecting the bouncer. He was backing away. In the end, he had to grope forward for a full-length delivery that clatters into his off stump. Siraj has gone. Ben Stokes has two wickets in the over to finish with, 4 for 89. And India's innings has finally come to an end at 365 for a first innings lead of 160.
Oh, just rewards here for Ben Stokes. He's toiled for 27.4 overs in 40 degree heat. When the attack around him was failing a bit, Ben Stokes stood up 4 for 89. Just reward with that last wicket. Siraj bowled straight and full, as Goffey said. No damage there, but spare a thought for Washington Sundar. Played so well. 96 not out, stranded 174 balls, held the back end of this innings together from India and put them in a pretty strong position within the game. But Ben Stokes, four wickets, and congratulations, sir.
So after bowling India out for 365, England made it to 6 for no wicket at lunch on day 3. You'll hear exclusive coverage of the limited overs matches in India here on TalkSport 2. That all starts with the first T20 match on Friday the 12th of March. Subscribe to the following on podcast for all the reaction to the day's play, which we'll rejoin next as England need to build on their steady second inning start to have any chance of saving this test.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the fourth test match live from Ahmedabad.
Only on TalkSport 2.
You're listening to extended highlights of day 3 of the fourth and final test between India and England from Ahmedabad, exclusively on TalkSport 2. For expert analysis and all the reaction to the day's play, subscribe to the Following On podcast on your podcast app. Zach Crawley and Dom Sibley are at the crease, with England on 6 for no wicket at the start of their second innings, trailing India by 154 runs.
Akshar Patel, who took the new ball, as has been his wont in the last couple of test matches, he's got the ball in his hand. He opened the bowling with Mohammad Siraj before the break. Siraj went off clutching a hand. Zach Crawley banged a drive back at him and caused him a bit of discomfort, but Akshar is bang on the money. How often have we said this, that in this test match series? Wide of the crease, lowish arm, spearing the ball in towards the stumps, invariably pitching on or around off stump, sometimes straightening, sometimes going on with the arm. Sibley was equal to it, as he was again this time, almost a carbon copy of the first ball. Tom Sibley does have the temperament to bat for long periods of time. It's been the technique that has troubled him, particularly against left arm spin. Imbaldinia caused him problems in Sri Lanka, as again he's forward and defending middle of the bat towards extra cover and there's no run. And Axar Patel has caused him nightmares in this series since the second test match. Just have that rather peculiar quirk where he'll pick the bat up and keep his hands in nice and close to his body, just take them back towards the wicketkeeper, and then as the bowler's about to release it, he pushes the bat outwards towards cover point before bringing it back in and then presenting it to the ball. I think if there was one thing I'd change about Dom Sibley, it's that. And I'm guessing that it's a nervous tick more than something that he means to do, but it means that the bat is coming outside the line of the ball before then having to come back in and going straight at it, as he does successfully there to the fifth ball of the over. It's been spot on. This pitch has actually played really well today. There's been no real sign of it disintegrating. There hasn't been lavish turn apart from out of the footmarks. As Axar is in once more. This one a little bit wider, a little bit less full. And there's a puff of dust just as I'm talking about the surface, and it bounces and goes through to Rishabh Pant. The end of a good, solid maiden over from Axar. Scores 6 without loss.
Yeah, just to pick up on that point you made about Dominic Sibley and his hands coming away from his body. Lots of buzzwords around cricket, and people talk about a trigger movement. For me, that is almost his trigger movement. It's his comfort blanket. It's his involuntary movement that he does. Now, as long as he does that early, get his hands out so he feels comfortable, but then get them back in, like we've seen in that over. He got them out early, but they're back in, so his bat path, then he's coming down straighter and in a better plane of movement to access that straighter ball that sometimes, if he does that movement late, he's catching up and he comes across the ball.
And I think that's been his problem. He's been doing it a little bit later, but it takes his head away as well. So when his hands go out, his head goes. And when his head goes, it stays there. So when his hands come back in, there's a gap between bat and pad, and the left arm spin bowler has getting the ball through and caused him a hell of a lot of problems.
Yeah, you think of other batsmen who have sort of seemingly nervous tics. You're talking about somebody like Steve Smith, whose movements before the ball is on its way are extraordinary, all over the place, sideways, across the crease, not to mention all of the various times he has to touch bits of his body in between balls. I mean, the guy is a ball of nervous tics, but when the ball's on its way down, as Ashwin is into Crawley, when the ball's, or before the ball's on its way down, everything is as it ought to be. It kind of doesn't matter what happens before the ball is released. It matters what happens afterwards.
Some of the greats of the game have been like that, Butch.
Ashwin in again. Sharp turn. Big turn. That ball pitched on middle stump from Zach Crawley and has spun past everything. Pant couldn't get a hand on it, and that has gone all the way down to the boundary for, well, maybe it did clip a pad or something on the way past Zach Crawley, but it's four leg byes. Shubman Gill, I think, under the helmet. Out. Gone. What a delivery. That is magnificent bowling. It's the Karam ball. Saklan Mushtaq would have called it a Dusra. Zach Crawley just turns the face of the bat a tiny fraction towards the onside, expecting the ball to turn into him as a regular off break, but it holds its line. It might even have turned a tiny bit away from him, and he's nicked it straight to that man whose name I mentioned, Rahane at slip, who pouches it. What a delivery.
No, this is brilliant bowling. He set him up as Ashwin. It's the second ball of the over. He's gone into in. So the shape of the ball is dragging Zach Crawley across to the off stump. I think this ball's a bit more square spin. So actually delivers it like you think it's going to be an off spinner. Sometimes it just clips the seam. Sometimes it doesn't. This time I think it's just missed the seam and clipped on to hit the outside edge of Crawley's bat. But I reiterate it, I think that's because of the second ball of the over where he's dragged him across with that in-to-in shape, getting him across the stumps and getting him to play at one that's just going to go straight on. What a wonderful bowler this fella is.
Johnny Bairstow, new to the series, made a pair in his return to the side in the first test match in Ahmedabad. Made double figures, made 28 before he was dismissed by Siraj in the first innings, and this one has been turned. Oh, would you believe it? I cannot believe I've just seen that. Johnny Bairstow has just played with the spin, flipped it straight into the hands of Rohit Sharma at leg slip. It's a first ball duck for Johnny Bairstow, his third of the trip, and goodness me, he'll be wishing he was still back in Yorkshire walking the dogs.
Well, people will say, if they watch this or if they're listening to it, they'll say, oh, that's just fluke, it's just spun a bit and he's tried to turn it around the corner. Absolutely not. This is absolute skill and class from Ravindra Ashwin. This ball, he's seen Johnny Bairstow go across and bat on off stump. He's gone mid-crease, he's gone into in on the shape of the ball. He's basically challenging the inside edge of Johnny Bairstow. And because of the into-in shape, he cannot access the ball with a full face of the bat. It takes the inside edge. He's got a short leg and a leg slip placed there for this dismissal. This is world-class bowling. This is one of the magicians of spin bowling that we are seeing, unfortunately, dismantle England. It is wonderful bowling.
Akash talking about the fact that India's seamers were off the park. Well, you know, Axar 22 wickets at 10 and Ashwin now 29 wickets. It was at 15. I'm guessing that's come down to somewhere closer to 13. I'm not sure they're going to miss the seamers, really, are they?
No, if England continues to bat the way they have, because while yes, there is quality in spin, but if there are two fielders, a short leg, a backward short leg, you don't play that shot. With a very short forward stride, you get closer to the ball, you smother the spin. If you can't, you won't be leg before if this is turning as much as it is, and you need a slightly longer stride. Honestly speaking, the play against spin on a surface like this, in the previous game, one could understand skidding too much, pink ball, some balls turning. Chennai second test was tough. This is not a tough pitch, honestly. Yep. This is a decent surface.
Agreed.
And if you can't play against spin, the fact is you will be exposed. There is a guy who's taken, 400 wickets?
Yeah, agreed. That was a poor shot from Johnny Bairstow. He just rather flipped at the ball and just flipped it straight into the hands of Rohit Sharma. There was no attempt to defend it. There's no defence of England's batting on this surface. This is a great surface. This is exactly what you'd expect in India on days 1, 2 and 3 of a test match. So certainly no excuses on that front, Akash. And Ravichandran Ashwin is on a hat-trick. And boy, would this be the icing on what is a triple-layered cake for Ashwin in this series. He has been magnificent with bat and with ball. The crowd seems to have multiplied, if not in physical bodies, but certainly in terms of the noise. Listen to this. Joe Root, the England captain, is taking his time over his guard, has a look round. There are three men catching on the leg side now. Root gets that longer stride in and plays the ball carefully between the legs of short leg, and it's fielded at mid-wicket. Joe Root is off the mark, and what an over from Ashwin. What an over, what a start for India. Any hopes, surely, that England have of making India even bat again rest with Joe Root and perhaps Ben Stokes coming in behind him, but this is the worst possible start. 11 for 2. England 149 runs behind. Crawley dismissed with a bit of magic from Ashwin, and Johnny Bairstow, well, as I've said, I don't think he'll even want to watch that again. It was careless in the extreme. Good bowling, yes, but careless in the extreme.
Doesn't seem to be any massive movement in the, or you know, whip in the shoulder. It all seems to come from the wrist somehow.
No.
Well, I know it seems. I know it doesn't. Here comes Sibley pushing out towards short leg, fielded by Gill. No run.
Sorry, I was saying no, and then I stopped. It's basically coming from the power that he builds up from his long lever, from his feet, and then into his hip.
So it's hips, isn't it?
So it's hips is your power, basically.
Forward comes Sibley again, playing defensively, no run.
For all youngsters listening, if you want to bowl faster as a spinner, it's not from your shoulder, it's from your body position that will create power to bowl the ball a little bit quicker. You can obviously bowl it a fraction quicker from your shoulder, but good luck doing that all day, you'll be shattered.
Sweep shot. Now it's hit Gill, and it's caught by Rishabh Pant. It's hit Shubman Gill at short leg. The deflection has gone straight up into the air, and Rishabh Pant takes a dolly of a catch. The umpires will check it, but the Indians are absolutely convinced. Dom Sibley's power sweep shot has ricocheted up into the air. He knows, I think, that the writing is on the wall. The umpires have referred it. The soft signal is out, and I think the hard one will be too.
Oh, how's your luck here? What, you know, it nails a sweep shot. Looks like it hits short leg on the thigh and spoons up. I think it was caught by Pant. Oh, how's your luck, Dom Sibley? How is your luck?
Stand by. Well, we're looking at the replay. But we all know, I think, what the result's going to be. Where has it hit Shubman Gill? On the left knee. And it's popped straight up into the air. Shubman Gill, short legs, heading for the bomb shelter there. He knows that he's in all sorts of trouble. He's not going to... He's just trying to get out of the way. And it... Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Well, this great game of ours, when it's against you, it's testing you, it's all against you. Everything is going India's way. You hear the crowd go absolutely berserk as the out signal flashes up on the big screen. And how is your look, Dom Sibley? He must be walking off thinking, I've actually gone about the 20 balls I've faced there in a pretty good manner. Played a decent sweep shot, ricocheted off the knee and caught by the keeper is not something you do a lot of planning for in the nets and in practice.
Crawley, Bairstow and Sibley all fall quickly, adding just 14 runs after lunch. Download the following on podcast to get Gareth Batty, Darren Goff and Mark Nicholas's thoughts on that. And you can watch our YouTube show, The Outside Edge, on the TalkSport YouTube channel. And coming up, can Ben Stokes and England captain Joe Root stick around and save the test and the series for England?
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the fourth test match live from Ahmedabad.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This is Following On, bringing you highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of day 3 of the fourth and final test between India and England. We rejoin the action in the middle now as England captain Joe Root is joined by Ben Stokes with some serious stability required.
And again, that's given some more air and driven through extra cover for 4 more by Joe Root. That was overpitched. That was certainly drivable. You know what? Just the previous two deliveries, one has fizzed from Ashwin so much that it spun off Joe Root's pad to leg slip. The next delivery hasn't spun at all.
Joe Root, he goes back, he backs himself to read the ball off the pitch and play it as late as he possibly can, watch the spin and watch the bounce. And I think KP was talking about that last week, wasn't he? That Rahul Dravid used to do it. We saw Rishabh Pant doing it. But I think when you look at Virat Kohli, we've seen do it throughout the series. But the problem with some of the England players, they've not. It's almost been half and half, hasn't it? They've been afraid to use the feet to come out to the ball, and they've been half and half in the defence, and that's been the problem.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I think you've also got to take into context that Sibley and Crawley have not played here in this environment and been exposed to this sort of bowling in subcontinental conditions, but also the level of pressure and that has been put on by Akshar Patel and Ravi Ashwin is that's something else completely different to what they used to or what they've been brought up with. So we hope that this is a good learning curve for them, and they've just got to find that way of getting through it.
Stokes comes forward now. There's lots of noise and chatter as Ashwin continues. Lots of noise and chatter around the bat.
So you can have all the coaching in the world, you can have all the help and advice, but actually you've got to experience it in the middle of in the battle.
Forward comes Ben Stokes again, pushing defensively up on the offside, no run. It's a couple of months now until England play New Zealand in the first of two test matches. And those 2 months, depending on who you are, will go either go quickly or slowly. Ashwin in again, short and turning, short enough for Ben Stokes to punch it off the back foot. It was in the air for a little while, which causes a shriek from Rishabh Pant. I'm just wondering how many of the top three from the last two test matches will be confident of...
Well, it won't be turning.
Ashwin to Stokes again. Unless it's a sticky dog.
Well, what they got Santner, aren't they? New Zealand, but is he going to be playing in the IPL? I mean, there could be a few New Zealanders and a few English lads still at the IPL.
The England players will come back surely, and that's beaten the outside edge. Ashwin, beautiful delivery, good length, fizzes past the outside edge. Surely England's players, the centrally contracted players, will be required to come home.
I'd be surprised if they don't, Darren. I think they'll come back.
Surely.
I think they'll have to come back.
New Zealand's players have been told they can stay because they're earning so much more than New Zealand cricket can pay them. Here is Ashwin again. Stokes scrambles through for a quick single. That's actually very good running. Good running. Getting off strike against the off spinner. He's kept the strike as well. He's going to have to face Akshar Patel in the next over. 13 overs gone. England trailing by 130 at 30 for 3.
They'll call it rotation. And it's rest and it's pound the schedule, but they're going to play in the IPL. I remember two years ago.
It's not rest and rotation if they're playing in the IPL.
Yeah, but well, they will do because they're thinking five. Well, yeah, because they'll be thinking it's a 5-day game rather than a T20s. And what they'll say is they did it a few years ago. They made everyone come back except Stokes and Butler. They let the two senior players stay out there, but they made everyone else come back.
Yeah, but they didn't
and
miss
that
games.
That was wrong. That was wrong.
Yeah, I agree with that, but they didn't miss games, Darren. They didn't miss games. This is they stayed out there to miss the build-up towards, you know, I think it was a white ball game, but they didn't actually miss any. I don't think they missed any cricket, which would surprise me if they missed a test match.
Here's Akshar Patel again. Sweep shot into the hands of leg slip, and Akshar Patel has another wicket. Oh, Ben Stokes has swept it straight to leg slip off the face of the bat, I reckon, and it's another catch for Rohit Sharma. Oh goodness me, Stokes can't believe it. He's shaking his head. I mean, I don't know about the choice of shot, but the execution looked absolutely fine, and it's actually the captain Virat Kohli who's taken the catch. Would you believe it? And not where you can believe that Akshar Patel has another wicket, but Ben Stokes cannot believe that he swept it straight into the hands of the fielder. Another word from Steve Harmison, it'll be Mark Nicholas.
It doesn't rain, it absolutely pours. It's bucketing down for England. Talk about the shot selection, whether it was a poor shot selection or poor shot execution. What I'd say it was a shot of a tired man. Shot of a very, very tired man who has given everything with the ball, been exposed because of the innings, the way the top order's performed, and he's played an un-Ben Stokes-like shot, because normal Ben Stokes would look to hit that a little bit harder. It just looked like a shot for a tired man for me, Goffey.
And there's a fine sweep stroke from Joe Root. He gets down low. That's just as he played in Sri Lanka, and he meets it early and hits it well in front of square. That was a masterful stroke. A man in fine form with a good reach and a great skill.
England in their sixth test match of this tour, as Pope goes down the ground, and oh, that's a beautiful shot. What a shot that is. It's carried a good 30 yards over the boundary fence over Long On. He waited and waited and waited. Ashwin didn't have the chance to spot him coming, got to the pitch and banged it over Long On for six.
Oh, this is all about quick feet, precision, gets down the pitch. Just gets that, because Ashwin's tall, just gets that ball on the rise to get the elevation, full swing of the bat, over wide Long On, bouncing into the crowd. Lovely shot, Ollie Pope, really positive. Reverse sweep earlier in the over, trying to put him, well, first ball of the over, trying to put him under some pressure. Next ball, down the pitch, bang, out of the ground.
If Ollie Pope plays for himself here, if Ollie Pope plays for Ollie Pope, looks after his innings, then England will benefit. So it's not, it's sort of... win-win situation. Just forget the team situation, it's so hopeless. Outside the off stump,
And that is, again, I probably left alone. But if Ollie Pope can make, you know, just, he just needs to play for himself. If he can finish 70 or 80 not out, it could do his career the world of good.
I think he is playing for himself. He's trying what he would normally do. You know, he's got all the tricks and he's prepared to showcase them.
Here is Akshar Patel once again. Oh, down the wicket and a stamping. Rishabh Pant, well, he's finished without the ball, but did he take the bails off while the ball was still in his gloves? Ollie Pope reckons he's gone. He appears to be walking. The on-field umpires will refer it, but obviously Rishabh Pant did take the bails off before the ball came out of his gloves, unless he actually got rid of it. But Ollie Pope's come down the wicket, he's run past it, he's been almost yorked himself, and it would appear that Akshar Patel has another wicket. Rishabh Pant didn't take it cleanly, but he gathered it off his chest, and of course he has completed what in the end looks like a very entirely clean stumping.
Yeah, I think you're right there, man. It looks like he almost got too close to the ball, which sounds a silly thing to say, which then he deceives himself with the trajectory and almost sort of plays over the top of the ball, almost yorks himself, like you say. But he just didn't quite cover the outside edge, which he'd done so well leading up to that. And we know that just from outside off stump, where this ball pitched from Akshar Patel, there's just that little bit more spin now with those ever-wearing footholds. And this was a wonderful take from Rishabh Pant. It bounced. The bounce was almost sort of chest height. And he took it almost one-handed and managed to keep it in his right glove and just take the bails off.
I thought it looked like he caught the rebound off his chest initially.
Yeah, it could have been managed. Yeah, you're right.
It was a terrible take. It was a brilliant effort after the ball hit his chest.
It was a great recovery.
Yeah, because, I mean, to be fair, I don't think he expected Pope to miss the ball. He was a little bit like a batsman keeping rather than a wicketkeeper there. And he was surprised. The ball hits him in the chest and he clutches his chest straight away and goes down to the ball, down to the stumps. And the minute his hand hits the stumps, the ball does come out, you know, maybe a second or so afterwards. So he never had it correctly. But the ability to recover that quickly, and he couldn't even, I don't even think he was looking at the ball because he was still shocked. So he just clutched at it and got to the stumps.
So in rugby terms, he wasn't in control of the ball. No try. Bring Pope back in.
How long?
I don't think he was in control. That's the point. I think, you know, it was sort of the ball was just precariously caught in the webbing of his glove, but, you know, sufficiently to complete the stumping, and then it slipped out.
Yeah, I think everybody around the bat knew it was one of those where he just had enough control and took the stumps. And even Pope was trying to get back in. He saw the whole thing in front of his eyes and he walked straight off, didn't he? There was never really a concern from anybody.
Well, the ball was touching his hand when he touched the stumps. That's all that really matters, isn't it? And to be honest, I think it falls out almost half a second afterwards anyway. It's not like Herschel Gibbs's catch.
Well, Dan Lawrence is batting at number 7 for the first time in his first-class cricket career. And quite possibly he's never walked out to bat in a more hopeless situation. England are 65 for 5, and Lawrence comes forward and pushes it up towards mid on. Oh, chipped up into the air, and it almost brings Ashwin another catch to leg slip. Rohit Sharma got a hand to it and a good part of his hand as well. Folks, down the wicket, in thick inside edge, in the air. Ashwin thought he had 4. But Rohit Sharma could just tip it over the bar. Oh, good shot from Dan Lawrence. That one's chopped away behind square on the offside. Little bit of width, a rare scoring opportunity. And Dan Lawrence has played it beautifully. 25 wickets for Akshar Patel, 29 for R. Ashwin. Oh, that could be another one. There's a big appeal for leg before wicket. Up goes the finger. Nitin Menon raises the finger. Joe Root, well, you have to review it, Captain. It looked maybe a bit high, but it was probably pitching off, gripping, straightening. It was definitely in line. Height might be the only thing that saves Joe Root. He has reviewed it. Currently, England are 65 for 6.
As he wandered down, he said to Lawrence, "I think I've hit it." That's lip reading. That's what we thought.
Doesn't look like it on the first replay.
Can you give me the ultras to double check, please?
The voice of Anil Chaudhary, the third umpire, you can hear. Oh, height is absolutely no problem, I'm afraid. It's two-thirds of the way up stump height, I reckon. I don't think Joe Root has hit this.
Keep going. Show me one more time.
What do you think, Bats?
Well, the double-checking, triple-checking, which is a good thing. It's close. But no, unfortunately, I think the spike we're seeing in Ultra Edge is unfortunately the pad, not the bat, for Joe Root and for England.
Yeah.
He's made his decision, and I think it could be curtains for Joe Root.
Just to double check,
Oh, England's slide to another embarrassing low total. To have taken a turn for the worse here with Joe Root about to be given out LBW, we fancy.
Impact in line.
Oh, yes. Hitting. Smashing into off stump.
Go to the on-field umpire.
The right decision. I think Nitin Menon has had a magnificent series as an umpire. I really think he's excelled, as have Ashwin and Akshar Patel. That is 30 wickets for R. Ashwin in the series. 25 Akshar Patel. Joe Root's gone for 30, England are 65 for 6.
Three more wickets fall with Stokes, Pope and Captain Joe Root out for just another 45 runs, leaving England struggling to survive the day. Get the thoughts of our expert commentary team on the following on podcast, available from whichever podcast app you use or at TalkSport.com. So, still some way from tea, England are staring right at another comprehensive test defeat and a series loss on top of it. England have just 4 wickets remaining in their second innings, trailing the hosts by 95 runs. Will Virat Kohli's side even need to bat again?
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the fourth test match live from Ahmedabad.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is following on from TalkSport 2, bringing you extended highlights of the third day of the fourth and final test between India and England. After another batting collapse on a pitch that offers a lot less for the bowlers than in the third test, Dan Lawrence and Ben Foulkes are at the crease.
Round the wicket again, and back goes Lawrence, tries to cut, gets a thick outside edge. It's being chased by Ajinkya Rahane. Will he pull it up inside the rope? No, he won't. Two of them went chasing in the end, and one ran past the other. Rahane's age showed up as the younger man went past him, but couldn't make it. So 4 to Dan Lawrence. A leg slip and a short leg at the moment. No slip for Sundar. I'm surprised at that, because I'd say that the outside edge was a likely area for the ball to touch, because he's not a great spinner of the ball. He's more of an overspinner. He's a very upright action, and although he's not beyond the perpendicular, he releases the ball quite high. Oh, there is a slip now. Quite a deep slip. Well taken. Oh, and very handy, way down the leg side with turn and bounce, and Rishabh Pant backhands it onto the stumps, just in case folks had overbalanced, but he hadn't. He's okay, but that was super sharp, because he was miles from the stumps as he took the ball. Couldn't have got the gloves back in time, and a little flick, bingo. But thankfully for folks, he's in.
Yeah, it's a good take from a man in confidence, a man with a bit of confidence. Amazing what runs gets you.
And again down the leg side, Sundar too straight. He's bowling the line that, well, he's good in one day cricket, 2020 cricket, because he bowls wicket to wicket very straight, gets a lot of overspin, hits the splice, and can bowl that nice back of a length that's harder to slog. He's got to get it just outside off stump, and that's also down the leg side, and this time folks does work it wide of the leg slip fielder, and he plays it down. Bairstow did not play it down, and he first ball he just fed it into the hands of leg slip. Lawrence 13, folks 5. 84 for 6 in Ahmedabad on another very hot day, approaching I think late 30s in centigrade, of course. And that goes way down the leg side, and is, oh, I think that was a chance. The tumbling, falling, charging at first fielder, and he couldn't. He looks disgusted with himself. I think that was a chance. It might have gone through his fingers as he got forward to the ball, but simply couldn't hold on. Yes, it is. It's a top edge, Goffey, isn't it?
Well, what a strange shot. I mean, it wasn't a sweep, was it? It was just like a pull, but he just got it like a little bit of a top edge. The fielder came charging in, diving for it. Would have been a good catch, by the way, but you've got to put it down as a chance.
XR has forced an edge from Ben Folkes just as we're talking about how impressed we are with it. Rahani dives behind Rishabh Pant. He's not sure whether or not he's gathered that on the full. The ball was dying as it made its way to the Indian slip fielder. We're going to have a look upstairs. It was my view was obscured anyway by Rishabh Pant. I couldn't tell whether it carried to him or not, but none of the fielders seemed to react in a positive way. Let's have a listen. Soft signal, not out.
Fair delivery, give him a best shot.
Well, I think he's going to give that out.
Do you have anything else to show me otherwise?
Because I think that ball is carried. Now, you can't see this on the radio, so I'm going to describe what's happened. Forgive me if I talk over the third umpire a little bit. Rahani has dived slightly forward to his left. The ball has gone, as far as I can tell, straight into his hands. But because the ball was dying on him, just proves to you how often the fielder is not entirely sure, because Rahane's eyes are up. There's the roar. That's all you need to hear. Rahane's not looking directly at the ball, so he didn't know. But the ball landed safely in his fingers. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And Ben Folkes has got to go. He's made 13 from 46. It's another terrific delivery from Akshar Patel. It's a brilliant catch from Ajinkya Rahane. And the moment was lost a little bit by the fact that the catcher himself wasn't sure that the ball had carried. But it certainly did. No controversy there. And India are 3 wickets away now from this series clinching victory.
Yep, it's 4-3 to Akshar Patel. Brilliant little bit of bowling. We're just saying how Ben Folkes has probably been impressed with him, whether it be behind the stumps or whether it be his gutsy batting and his desire to score runs. But unfortunately for him, he got a decent delivery. He just played slightly away from his body a little bit. But what a catch from Rahane. I mean, diving forward, wasn't quite sure. But it went straight into those hands of his. And England now 109 for 7. Brings Dom Best to the crease.
Big swipe across the line from Dom Best. I think there's a faint bottom edge on it. There is a faint bottom edge on it. And that is 5 wickets for Akshar Patel. He has done it again. The scourge of England, having come into the series for the second test match in Chennai, picks up yet another 5 wicket haul. This test match game is very, very straightforward if your name is Akshar Patel.
Well, told you, Neil Manthorpe. 5 for me, for Akshar Patel. It was always going to happen. He'd not finished. He's come into this Indian side and he's absolutely made them better. 1-0 down in the series. He comes into the team and England have just not found a way to play him. He's the angle he comes at, the natural variation he's got. He spins some big ones. He makes the ball go straight on. They've not been able to use the feet to him. And Dom Best come in, loads of energy coming to the crease. He'll be going on that plane tonight or tomorrow, usually disappointed after a promising start he made in Sri Lanka. But England now 111 for 8, and it's not going to last much longer, this game, I'm afraid. A fantastic performance from India on probably the best cricket pitch we've had in the series. Had a little bit in it for everyone, but England have just not been up to it. Not been able to play against the spin twins of Ashwin and Patel, who have just been too good for this England batting lineup.
A fourth 5 wicket haul in 3 test matches for Akshar. He now has 9 in the match in this one. A wicket away from picking up 10 for. And who'd bet against him doing it? Jack Leach is the new man on his way to the crease.
He has Dan Lawrence for company. England are still 49 runs adrift.
Chopped off the back foot by Lawrence towards cover, and again they think of the single, and they do go through for the single, and that is 50 for Dan Lawrence. Very, very well played, sir. Here is Ashwin again, edged and taken that slip by Ajinkya Rahane, straight forward, absolute classic off spin, outside edge, nicked a slip. Ajinkya Rahane makes it look so simple, as he does with most catches. Well, the third umpire is going to have another look at this one. You know what? I think Ajinkya Rahane may not have known whether he'd caught the first one cleanly or not, because if you look at his fingers, they are so heavily taped. I would imagine that if the ball lands on him, he might not even be able to feel it that well.
Not be able to feel it. I think he's caught this the way it just reaction. Always go off players' reaction, and the fielders around them, so confident, catches it comfortably, throws it to the square leg umpire and says, thank you very much.
I think he must be the best slip fielder off slow bowling in the world, Ajinkya Rahane. Yes. I mean, he's an absolute specialist.
Yeah, he's not a very tall man. You think of the top catches for the slow bowlers. Thinking Mihaila Jayawardena, very small guy, slight guy, you know, low center of gravity. That's, you know, a little bit of good movement, leaning forward. Yeah, straight into the hands. Good catch.
Here is Ashwin again. Bowled him! Dan Lawrence has a swing at Art Ashwin, and he's bowled him for 50. A fine rearguard innings from Lawrence, but England have been bowled out for just 135. India win by an innings and 25 runs to wrap up the series by 3 test matches to 1, confirming their place in the World Test Championship. And they have thoroughly outplayed England today and throughout the last 3 test matches, after subsiding to a heavy defeat against the odds in the first test in Chennai. Virat Kohli is, as you would expect, ebullient in victory, but he does shake the batsman's hands, and well, it's all over on day 3. Nothing wrong with the pitch this time, Steve Harmison.
Nothing wrong with the pitch, all about the performance of India. Lack of performance by England, but let's look at the way the Indian cricket team have bounced back from that first test match. And they've played beautifully. The spinners have been on the money every single time. Relentless pressure from both ends. Once Axar Patel got himself a game and into the series, and they've been magnificent. Spare a thought for Dan Lawrence. He's had a big hack at the last ball there. But 50 runs and a lost cause. The way he's batted in both innings is something that England can take encouragement from. Probably one of the only things in the last few test matches, but let's take nothing away from India. They have been superb. Their spin department have been excellent and thoroughly deserved the win. 3-1 and a place at Lord's or at Southampton against New Zealand to be the best team in the world. And on this performance, Manus, I wouldn't put it past them.
So that's that. England fall to an innings and 25 run defeat, and India take the series 3-1. Now, you've heard the extended highlights. Listen to all the reaction and analysis from our commentary team on the Following On podcast, and join Mark Nicholas and Steve Harmison on our YouTube show, The Outside Edge, on the TalkSport YouTube channel. And with the test series done, next up we'll bring you exclusive coverage of the T20 series that starts on Friday the 12th of March here on TalkSport 2.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the fourth test match live from Ahmedabad.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.